Welcome to Cheers to Careers
and Life's Frontiers.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Phyllis.
Everybody's busy these days, so we're keeping it real in 15.
Just 15 minutes.
As we discuss a variety of topics from the current market, the ever-changing corporate world, and life events that can impact a career. We'll be sharing some great stories and valuable advice from our experiences working with top professionals
and hundreds of leading firms.
Our objective is to educate, inspire, and to spread a little joy along the way.
Let's get to it. Hi there. Thanks for listening in with us. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, today we are going to talk about a subject that is very important to us.
Yes.
And ever-changing. It's called corporate identity.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean...
What does that mean?
The company's identity.
Yes.
It means your corporate identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are shifting. And the corporate world is moving so quickly and ever-changing, including many iconic firms... including what we used to call the blue chips. But more than ever before, with so many changes as companies work to return great value to their investors, change is constant, including restructuring, spinning off businesses, acquiring or being acquired by other iconic brands and businesses. It's really hard to keep up. And massive layoffs are not uncommon with the employee, unfortunately, being collateral damage. And that includes long-term dedicated employees, even senior level. Nobody's immune to the changes companies need to make to stay relevant these days. In fact, just this week.
Rampant, yeah.
Yeah.
Many companies making announcements.
Yeah.
Cutting back, Estee Lauder.
Salesforce.
Oh, yeah.
GM, that little segment of GM called
Cruise.
It was the driverless taxi for
some reason. No, I'm not, they're not giving up. I know.
For some reason that
Walmart.
Hasn't taken up just yet. Walmart, Walmart announced today hundreds of layoffs.
That's
details on that. And they're they're closing down their East Coast headquarters.
And
they're moving a lot of people back to Fayetteville.
Welcome back to Arkansas.
Yeah, so lots and lots of changes. And, you know, with these changes comes a reduction of benefits
mm-hmm.
as companies continue to tighten their belt. Many have said goodbye to a high number of pension plans. There's only a few of those left, right?
You could count them on one hand, probably.
Yeah.
That we know of, actually.
That we know of.
And all of this, these types of things, profit sharing, too.
Yeah, profit sharing. Profit sharing plans aren't nearly as lucrative or attractive
as they used to be.
Yeah. You know?
And that's why junior hires no longer give much thought to these long-term incentives. And I've seen this play out in the market where you talk about a pension and they
just glaze over.
Yeah, they have no interest, and we've said it before. So they don't really think about that as they start planning their career or how they look at themselves with a company or whether they're going to stay with a company. That's part of the change that's really happened with corporate identity, we think, too.
That's exactly right. You know, they just don't give much thought to the long-term incentives. And, you know, working for an iconic leader is still attractive, mm-hmm. and it's a great add to a resume with best practices and great processes, great thing to gain, lots of learning, great experience, mm-hmm. and then they take it to another firm.
Yeah. it's created this shift in how professionals view their long-term and short-term careers and how they identify and compete in the market.
That's exactly right. You know, in the past, you know, professionals wore their company name as a badge of honor. I may be dating myself on these, but, you know, it has been true up till, you know, the last 10, 15 years, especially. But, you know, they've worn that company name as a badge of honor, and they connected so much of their overall identity to that company for good reason. There was a sense of pride for working for many companies, especially, again, I go back to the blue chips and those on the Fortune 100 list. And it still is for many people, even after they leave or retire, you know, they do view it as a big part of who they were. But some knew going into college what companies they were going to target due to the reputation of those companies as they look to get their first job out of school.
You know what makes it hard, though, now,
What's
these
that?
Days, is how they change the names of the companies and the names they come up with.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe.
No, it's true. It's true.
I mean, what you think about, used to work for Kellogg.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so proud of being at Kellogg. You can see it on the cereal box. But now it's called Kellanova.
Kellanova and WK Kellogg.
Yeah, at least
and
that one's been.
I mean, what an iconic company, you know, with an amazing history. And now it's like two companies.
Yeah. Are they going to reprint all those jackets?
I don't know. The logos. What do the logos say?
Kraft. We all knew Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's Kraft Heinz.
Kraft
Heinz. And has been for a while, a long time.
It's the ketchup and macaroni and cheese companies.
Yeah.
But they don't even have a lot of the cheese products they used to have. You know, it's just they've sold part of those off. Yeah, it's hard to keep up. What are some of the other ones?
J&J became.
Oh, yeah.
Kenvue.
Kenvue. Where did they come up
with
that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. It's really. I wonder that. I'm like,
It's very confusing.
It is.
And it makes it rough when you're printing out the jackets for the company basketball team or whatever.
Or if you're bragging about where you used to work and nobody even knows what you're talking about anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's exactly
you mean Kenvue?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
But anyway, back in the day.
I know. And back in the day, you know, working for certain companies, it not only provided what was truly back then a sense of security, unless you really screwed up, it was a great place to work. And it also seemed to result in respect from others, you know, and sometimes envy from others.
Yeah. And there was a lot of belonging, too.
Yes.
It was like a club.
It was like a community.
A community.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now with so many changes, and of course, a lot of people after COVID, during COVID, working from home, it just is different. But it also back then opened up doors to things like, this sounds crazy, like car loans and home mortgages. If you worked for a certain company, you would get my old company. You know, there was a list of places you would go, car dealerships or banks or whatever, buy new furniture, and you just name that company, and they would go, oh, we're going to give you a discount. It was kind of cool.
Nice.
You know, there was a sense of pride and, you know, maybe a little bit of arrogance in some situations. Well, so then we fast forward, especially in the last 10 to 15 years, and gosh, so much has changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the corporate world continues to shift with no guarantee for career or job security. And that's due to the increased pressure on companies to deliver great results to investors and make Wall Street smile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just doesn't seem to ever be enough.
No.
A company can have amazing earnings and Wall Street very, very happy, but it's just not enough.
They gotta
improve on that for the next year. And it's risky, you know, for companies to lean on their past success. And even their high profile brands are experiencing more intense competition than ever.
Yeah, the disruptors popping up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with little to no guarantee or job security.
That's
we're
right.
always bringing the doom, but it's true. Regardless of your level or tenure, this has resulted in professionals realizing they must be their own agent, right?
That's exactly right. They really must maintain some sense of control and ownership of their career. You know, and that's not a bad thing. Mm. People used to sit, we were talking about this, people used to join a company and wait to be tapped on the shoulder to get promoted, and they had that sense of security. And that's not the world we're living in these days.
No. It can be positive, and we'll talk about that, where it opens up the landscape of development if you can really get your head around that new corporate identity.
Thinking about yourself and who you are, and, you know, the smart professionals these days really stay tuned in to the ever-changing job market and the skills they need to compete and to progress in their career. And they realize it's highly unlikely they're going to stay with one company.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to jump too many times, but it's you're not going to stay with one company your whole career.
That's a high probability.
Yeah.
And in fact, many step into a company with a plan to get that experience and skills, and they know they're going to take those skills and experience to that next company and progress their career to the next level.
Yeah.
And we see it all the time.
Yeah, it's almost necessary. Because is there a thing of staying too long?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, especially as you and I do our work and our team, We see all the time, companies don't necessarily want someone that has only had one experience with mm-hmm. a company.
Yeah.
They want to know that a person can do well in a variety of environments, mm-hmm. maybe where with a company that isn't so resource rich, mm-hmm. but they can leverage their background and skills and bring that company to the next level, improving processes and systems, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And now everything's changing with AI. And,
oh, gosh.
I don't even know how to talk about AI. Things have just changed so much, and it's going so quickly that it's hard to grasp.
Yes.
How it really is going to impact jobs.
Right.
I did read the other day that a lot of companies are even rethinking hiring people right out of school because they feel like those entry-level jobs are, that's not the space we work in, but those entry-level jobs are such that they think AI can take that work over. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people, even in this article, it said there's even Harvard grads that haven't landed a job since last year, you know. So
what becomes the new entry level? I mean, where do people even enter the workforce?
I don't know. You know, there's a lot to figure out. There is. And again, it goes back to your identity and who you are. And, you know, you can't assume you're going to join one company and stay or even get hired by one company if you don't have any experience.
Right.
But then where do you get the experience?
Right.
So... I mean, there still is great pride, and if you can get in a high-profile company, especially if it's an industry leader, but you can't make it your identity.
So it's still attractive on the resume.
Yes.
And yes, some may stay and progress in one company, and that's a great thing if it's available, but it's no longer should be your primary identity.
Yeah, you know, it's just a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stepping stone on your journey to reach your long-term career goals. You know, and then, you know.
A lot of people even from there, you know, coming from a big company, what's some of the next steps they make? They go to a mid-size or even a smaller company?
Yeah, a lot of people are choosing to do that. Instead of staying in a big machine, they get the great experiences and then go to a mid-size or smaller company where they can have broader responsibility and leverage that great experience, and they can progress quicker. You know, again, having higher levels of responsibility on a much faster path is attractive.
Yeah.
So you can't blame them.
No, I don't.
So
what's the thing? What we want to know is what is your identity?
Yeah.
Or your corporate identity?
Yeah. Yeah. It's what do you bring to the party?
Yeah.
That's what your identity is. It's okay. You know?
Yes.
It's your past history, your experience, your progression,
mm-hmm.
your ability to lead and be flexible and, you know, be able to be fluid in challenging situations, you know, leveraging those skills in environments that are in high growth mode. We do work with some of those companies that are in very high growth mode.
Yeah.
And also we work in businesses that are facing challenging financial situations.
Yeah. Also much learned in a situation, a challenging situation.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So it really isn't hooking your wagon to one major company for many, or wearing the logo of your company on your jacket for an entire career. It just isn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you do stay there, the logos are going to keep changing.
But it doesn't mean you're not proud to have been there,
right? That's right.
Nor should you abandon that as part of who you are, or at least your career journey. It's just not your primary identity.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, you know, what we want people to remember is that you are the product, if you will. You must be your own agent and have the ability to change your uniform or logo and, you know, help bring a win in a new environment or sometimes multiple environments. And you must understand that the ever-changing corporate world does not come with any level of security. One company is not who you are, and your ability to gain great experience, leverage that experience and skill set in other environments is the new reality. Yeah. And it can be a little scary.
It is scary for a lot, you know, especially if you're stepping out, if you're someone that's been in one company for a long time and that's all you know, it's scary. But
when we work with people all the time, that, you know, where, you know, Warden MBAs that have been with companies in their company for 15 years, mm-hmm. and they've got plenty of jackets with the yeah. logo on them, and then suddenly their division has been sold, and they're trying to figure out, well, who am I now? But you know what? More often than not, it can be really exciting. It's just a matter of catching your breath, mm-hmm. you know, understanding that you now are in control, mm-hmm. and it absolutely can be exciting and lead to new career opportunities, lead your career into a direction that provides a lot of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many times you feel more valued in that new environment. It can be invigorating.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the other thing that people need to remember is the world is big.
Yeah.
And sometimes you become so insular when you are with just one company mm-hmm. that you forget that, wow, there's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
And you have a lot to offer. So remember, you know, you are the identity. It should be you and what you bring, not the company you worked for.
Yes.
You know.
Great advice.
Okay.
Well, as always.
Well, we hope we gave everybody something to think about, and we look forward to our next podcast. But in the meantime, go out there and make and maintain control of your career.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers to careers.